500 years ago, England was emerging into a new era. After years of plague, famine, and war, the kingdom had the pleasure of peace and prosperity under the reign of the first Tudor king, Henry VII. Now it's Midsummer's Eve. Tomorrow will be the longest day, and the sun will be at its highest point in the sky. For thousands of years, this has been regarded as a mystical time. Fire is at the heart of Midsummer celebrations, and jumping through a flame is believed to bring good luck. During Midsummer, evil spirits roam free, but the fire will ward them off. In truth, it isn't evil spirits in the air. Back where we are now, in the Tudor period, this is the time of year when fleas breed. And fleas bring bubonic plague. This is also the time when mosquitoes breed, bringing malaria, and lice, which bring typhus. This is the time of year when the sea is calm, the rivers are low, and the roads are dry. This means armies and brigands can move easily, and the farmers are in danger of being plundered. The Midsummer fire will keep the farmers safe from these stark, lethal dangers. There is one fire that is especially effective at warding off evil. The bonfire. It was a fire made entirely of bones, a bone fire, from which we get the word bonfire. The smell and pungent smoke drives away evil spirits. As well as warding off evil, fire is also used to predict the farmer's fortune with a burning wheel. A cartwheel, wrapped in straw and set alight and rolled down a hill. If it reaches the bottom still burning, a good harvest is assured. If not, the crops will fail.